Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. Strowman was a little gangster on Friday night, huh? I got to tell you, I loved it. I don't know if it was John Boy. Somebody had a full breakdown of what he was saying.
Right.
And there were two things. There was the
come on, bro, throw the damn ball or something like that.
Yes. The double play was the first one.
Right.
This is Strowman going back to Friday night when he was angry at Gleyber Torres. That double play, a little slow to develop for his taste. And then there was a ground ball to the left of Gleyber Torres that he didn't get, that I thought he probably should at least gloved. He didn't, whatever. And Strowman was irate. And I absolutely love that. Now, this doesn't propel
showing up his teammates? Oh, you love that?
For Torres, yes. Yes. You know why? Because that's exactly what was wrong with the Yankees up until now, they're not perfect. And I don't think they're a World Series team right now. So just because they found a way to hit a couple of home runs and knock around a bad Toronto team a couple times the last few days and salvage a series split, I'm not changing my tune on what the Yankees are. If they don't make a big trade for a big impactful bat, they're not winning the World Series. I said that last week, and I still believe that. But how they are different, Sal, is that last year that wouldn't have gone down. And I think that that's so paramount to, provided it's handled properly afterwards, which it was, where Strowman was the first out of the dugout to greet Gleyber Torres when he went yard. And Aaron Judge went over to Marcus Stroman to talk to him like a great captain should. And
we
let him know.
We don't do that here.
We don't do that here. Let's take it easy. To what Stroman said post-game, I thought he handled it very well. That element of unpredictability and that jagged edge on a baseball team during what's otherwise such a monotonous six-month grind, it sharpens you. I don't like showing up teammates. I don't. But
I think it shows bad character.
It was merited there. I think it was with merit there.
Because you don't like Gleyber Torres because it's been lackadaisical.
Boone's not going to do it. Yeah. Somebody's got
to
do it.
Well, then why couldn't Aaron Judge go to Gleyber Torres and say, hey, man, pick it up? Why does Marcus Stroman have to, in frustration, show that on the field in front of everybody, embarrassed again? Who the hell are you, Stro?
Nice. One of their best pitchers. That's who he is.
Yeah, okay.
He's having
good
much
luck.
More. Who's
good
having a better season, Stroman or Torres?
Just get
who's having a better season? I know the second half spoon. I got you.
Just getting Maybe. Started with Stroman.
Okay, but who's had a better season?
Way, he's not going to. You think Marcus Stroman likes being talked to the way the judge talked to him?
It doesn't matter. He responded properly.
Okay.
I'm just dealing with now.
It's with Strowman.
I got to deal with something else.
Strowman,
I'll deal with that.
It's never Strowman. It's always everybody else.
No, but Strowman was right.
It's never. How is he right showing up his teammate
well,
like that?
Well, okay. Well, I'm talking about reacting to.
Like, that was bad. I'm not saying Gleyber's been good. You know how I feel with Gleyber Torres. We said the same thing. Doing it in the fashion that he did it was unacceptable.
I didn't mind it there. I'm usually so with you. You can't do that to teammates. But, and really, like, if Strowman. And I remember I was watching him.
There's a way to do it, too.
No, I agree. My son's like, why is his jersey, like, untucked? Like, he was so out of the game and ready to move on, but he stayed around to make sure he dapped. He's the first one to dap. And I thought there was symbolism there. What he said post-game was perfect. He spoke about connectivity and how we love each other. Like, I really thought that it was handled. If it was not handled, if it was like, you know, a continuation of that, then I think I would have a, I know I would have a totally different take right now. But emotion's good. For too long, the Yankees have been emotionless.
I don't think that you... Emotion, good, yes. Showing up your teammate in that fashion, to me, that's not good. And I don't think that he loves Gleyber Torres if you react like that. Come on, bro, throw the damn ball like that. That is a frustration where he should be better than that and more of a leader than that, to show up your teammate and not take accountability. Like, he's frustrated because it's a bad reflection of him. He wants to do well against his former team. He's worried about all that nonsense. Marcus Stroman, to me, that was an awful look. It's one of the things that you saw on display that we heard about behind the scenes for years with, you know, with this time with the Mets.
The other thing that he said, too, because there was, again, the two plays, and the other one where, and maybe this is what I like more,
mm-hmm.
because it's so on the money. And you know what? Somebody has to say it. He's like... You know, and he's mouthing yeah. it, and he's like, for once, show some passion, somebody get that. Like, it was so directly connected to everything that Gleyber Torres does that drives us nuts. And in 12 seconds, he crushed it. He said it. Now,
again, he was on the field again?
This was on the field. He's like, for once, like, he's got his glove over yeah. his mouth. And he's screaming it. He's like, move, show some urgency. I'm like, wow, this guy's saying what we've all been screaming about.
You're talking about when he was in the dugout? When he was screaming in the dugout?
He was still on the field at this point.
When he was in the dugout, you could see he's mouthing, show a little effing intensity, bro, a little bit.
Okay, then there was two of them.
To himself?
Well, but he's talking about Torres, obviously.
Yeah, I know. The one on the field I saw where the double play, that's the one we were talking about.
He thought it was a slow transfer.
Yeah.
All right,
Come on, bro, throw the damn ball.
There was more.
Okay, yeah.
Like, where he went, he got personal with Torres.
But did he go up to him and say it? Like, why wouldn't you do that? Why are you yelling it out loud at a frustration like a little baby?
I don't know.
What are we, 15 years old? Yeah, I mean, on the field. Yeah, maybe 10-year-olds do that. You're an adult. You're in the major leagues. You got a problem with somebody. You walk up to him and be like, bro, come on. What's the deal here?
How do you know that it wasn't addressed and it was on deaf ears?
I saw him acting like a child on full display out on the field. And then Judge did what he should. So now should Judge... And when Judge is up to bat or when he's in the field, be like, come on, bro.
Nope.
What's wrong with you? Throw that pitch for a strike. Keep that pitch. Should he do that to Stroman or do what he did? Go up to him in the dugout and say, hey, we don't do that stuff here.
Well,
that's how he did it, like a man, like an adult, like
a leader. He did it like a captain.
Yes.
And my answer to that directly, no, that's not how Judge should do it because that's not Aaron Judge's M.O. That's not his temperament. That's not his demeanor. Marcus Stroman's always been tightly wound. And you need a couple of David Wells, Roger Clemens. You need a couple of guys like that. Everybody doesn't have to be a priest.
I like the emotion, but showing up your teammate to me in that fashion from a guy who's had selfish behavior patterns throughout his career, that was a little much. And I don't think it's going to do, I think it'll do more harm than good for the Yankees moving forward.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
888-808-1019. Speed T and Sal. I'm generally always like a staunch supporter in unity and keeping things inside and, you know, take pride in being a foxhole type. I know you do as well. Maybe it's just my disdain for Torres over the years. Admittedly, blurring what I generally would chastise, but in this situation with that player who has done this for years and it's gone unchecked, finally somebody did something about it or said something about it. Stevie's in Kew Gardens. What's going on, Steve? How are you?
How are you, Brandon?
Hey, Steve.
From every team he played with, the Mets, Toronto, and Chicago, it's been like that.
Okay.
And?
He's not good in the clubhouse.
You know, Steve, first of all, that's an aspersion that you can't possibly prove. I mean, it's a regurgitation of what some people have said for years. But what I've heard about Stroman is that he is a good teammate. Actually, a great teammate.
He's not. A lot of players don't like him. What's McCauley?
Where'd you get that from?
Last year, knocked him.
All right, Steve. I mean, I got you, so you don't like him that much.
I'm not saying that he's a bad teammate or not. I don't know. I'm not a teammate of his. But I know that he wears himself very thin in clubhouses, whether that's with the team, whether it's with the managers or coaches or just the organizations in general.
Well, think about this, Sal. And
I mean, that, like I've heard.
Yeah, I'm not pushing back on that. Yeah. I get it. He's an interesting personality.
And I always liked Stroman. I was always a fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
Fields his position well.
Great fielder.
We're both passionate people, so I respect his passion and emotion and all that stuff.
No doubt.
I don't think it was a good look for Stroman to do that.
I got you. And again, almost every other situation, I would totally co-sign with Sal saying. I think the way you have to understand, so it's not only that it's Torres, but it's also the way the Yankees have looked.
Mm-hmm.
They've been getting their teeth kicked in repeatedly, giving up 9, 10, 11 runs, feeble offensive showings, you know, lackluster, almost apathetic approach to baseball. And I love the fact that a guy who's probably got, you know, well over $130 million in his bank account isn't just collecting his money. He's like, Marcus Stroman wanted to be a Yankee his entire life. He's on the Yankees, and he's not taking it lying down.
Right.
That they look this bad. I respect that. Again, it's a deviation from what I always subscribe to, but for everything, this situation, I'm good with it.
If I'm Gleyber Torres,
mm-hmm.
the next time Stroman gives up a base hit, a homer, hit somebody, I'm going to, on the field, then say, come on, throw my hands up like this. Come on, bro. Couldn't you throw a better pitch than that? That's what you come up with? And what if he did that?
He could do that, and he wouldn't have
bad.
Well, he wouldn't have an ounce of self-awareness because there is nobody that watches the Yankees or, I would even say, inwardly affiliated with the Yankees that would say you've earned the latitude to react that way. Now, some might say Stroman has it just because it's unprofessional.
Well, that's the point. I'm not saying what he said was wrong.
No, I hear you. But there's nobody who can say, yeah, Gleyber, you've earned the right to do that when you've been half-assing it for the last 5 years.
But that's just who he is as a player, and the Yankees know this, and it's not Marcus Stroman's
business.
That
doesn't mean Stroman's got to accept him when he's on the mound, though.
He doesn't, but there are ways to do it. To him. Marcus Stroman has known Gleyber Torres for months now.
Yep.
He couldn't go up to him and be like, hey, man, why don't you play with a little more passion?
But you're
energy?
Assuming that he hasn't. Maybe he has.
Well, I know what I saw.
I know.
Display, like,
let me ask you this, Sal, and I don't know this to be true, but what if Stroman has once or twice on the plane over a drink during the bat, you know, Stroman's out there fielding grounders because he was a great, you know, great shortstop growing up. Yeah, I'm sure he's out there mixing up with the position players all the time, having fun. I'm sure he's cozied up to Gleyber and had a little chat. What if you knew, and we don't, but what if you knew for a fact that he's already tried it and it just hasn't been received?
Yeah, I would also say,
would it change your opinion a little bit?
Not at all. Because he still showed him up.
Because you've said to me twice now, well, do it behind closed doors. What I'm saying is, what if he did and he's still not responding to it?
You need to do it that way on the field?
If he's not responding.
Yeah. I think, look. Clearly, Stroman did something wrong because Judge had to go over and talk to him. And Judge wasn't going over there talking to him in a friendly, loving way.
Mm-hmm.
Judge went over there and got his message across. We don't do that bleep here, bro. We don't do that here. That's not a nice, friendly, like, yo, Stro, my boy, we're good to go.
I agree with that.
He went over there. Yep. Don't do that here.
It was
we
direct.
Don't accept that.
He wasn't messing around. Okay.
As it should be. Good for
100%.
Him.
100%. And I'm not saying he hasn't, and I don't want to put all this on Aaron Judge's doorstep because he's amazing at everything in life. But Aaron Judge, if you don't accept Stroman doing that, why don't you get in Gleyber Torres' ass and tell him you don't accept him loafing around the baseball diamond?
Well, that's something that I would assume.
Now, that should be Aaron Boone's job and not Aaron Judge's. But if it's Aaron Judge's job or within the parameters of the captaincy to admonish and call out Stroman for doing that, well, then do the same thing with Gleyber Torres, who you've known for 5 years.
The one thing I will say, BT, I think it's a great sign that we know this because of Judge, but usually the best clubhouses police themselves.
Yep.
And Boone doesn't even have to say anything to Stroman when Judge takes it upon himself without being told to do it, without it feeling forced or uncomfortable. Judge didn't give a crap. He went up to him because he saw something wrong that ticked him off.
Yeah.
And he took care of it.
Yep.
That's what you want in a leader.
Yeah. No, that inner policing is paramount. Yeah. But it would have been nice if it was policed out 3-4 years ago by the manager.
Right.
I do keep coming back to that. Alex in Manhattan, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's going on, Alex? How are you?
How you doing, BT and Sal?
Bud.
First of all, again, congratulations. Awesome job. I miss you at nighttime, Sal, but I love to hear you in the daytime. Because I know you worked the whole life to get there, you too, BT, from coming national.
Thank you, Alex.
That being said, BT, Sal, with you, in the future, I got some receipts with the Yankees, some stuff that you said, but that's not for now.
Right.
I got you coming in September. So, BT,
yeah.
I have to watch my wordings and how I'm going to critique you because I respect you so much, BT.
Okay.
But I'm perplexed that you being a leader, you being a coach, you're going to say that you're going to allow this on the field because it's Torre? It doesn't matter who it is. You don't allow a teammate to show anybody up.
No, it does matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if what they do, it takes in-house and you don't embarrass the team. I'm with Sal. If I'm Torre, next time he hits a bunt, I'm going to have my hands up. And how, the kids that are listening to you, BT, and parents, how you think that we're going to take this? When you kind of wishy-washy on when this type of...
Alex, hold on. First of all, I appreciate the pushback, and I do agree. What I'm saying is very out of character. Certainly for what I mean. Come on, you make it seem like I'm coaching the minors.
It's out of character.
It is out of character because I'm a team person. But there is, for me, there is a point of just unacceptance. And when it happens continuously... And there's an attempt to police it privately and the right way, and it never changes.
Well, let's get rid of them. I don't like him. I don't like Torre because I'm Dominican, and I support all my Dominican players, and I support all players, but I can't stand Torre.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a coach, and I can't stand because he's like a Decio. He don't show like he care. He's happy that he's here making the money and going about it. But that doesn't give me the right
to accept
something.
So let me ask you this, Alex. Okay, hold on. Okay. So, let me give you a different example because it was so, in your face and so easy to interpret what was said. Let's say, thanks for the call. I love the pushback, and I know you're a big fan of the show, so thanks for making that call, buddy. Let's say, who's a guy? It really doesn't matter, but let me put, I'm going to put Gleyber Torres back on. I'm going to put Torres on first base,
mm-hmm.
All right? And DJ LeMahieu hits, which I guess will be his second extra base hit of the year, hits one down the line, off the wall, a play that Torres, who's average speed, maybe a tick better when he actually runs hard, should easily score on. But he gets a bad read, and he's not busting hump, and he either gets thrown out at the plate, or they gotta tap the brakes at third because he was not locked in, and he should have scored, and he did not. Is it okay to now say in the dugout, dude, why weren't you running? I mean, what's the difference?
In the dugout, take him down to the clubhouse, that's fine. On the field, the way that Stroman did it to me was unacceptable. Also, Marcus Stroman is not a leader. I'm sorry. He's not a leader on the team. He shows that in his actions. Also, he's been here 3 weeks. Like, he comes in and thinks he's going to start doing that. And the way that he did it, that's what the captain
Hey, somebody's got to kick him in the ass.
Yeah. I mean, the captain gave Stroman a nice little kick in the ass.
He did. And Stroman responded well, which is why I don't have an issue
with
it.
We'll see.
True. I mean, initially responded with it well.
Stroman's been a guy that's been known to hold on to,
keep receipts here?
Well, I don't think he's letting that one go as easy and just saying, you know what, I was wrong. Now, I hope he does. I hope he proves me wrong, and that's the case.
Okay.
I don't believe that will be the case.
888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal, Brandon, Tierney, Sal, Licata Show. Coming up, top story of the day, the crown. Little Hartenstein, little Mets, little Stroman, Torres, BT and Sal on the Fan.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.